speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
We believe God's Word to be quick and living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and that it will pierce to the very depths of your being because it is given by the God of heaven. Like no other book in all the world, it brings us the truth by which we may be made free and which we may have the joys of heaven one day. But remember, it is only for those to enjoy those joys who would do the will of the Father in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So we want to do the will of the Father. But if foot washing were a custom now as it was then, there would be frequent opportunities to carry out the Lord's teaching of washing feet. If an occasion came for washing feet, one would certainly be a poor student of Christ's teaching unless he carried it out literally. But he certainly is a much poorer student if he sees nothing in this lesson except a command to literally wash feet, and that in worship services unto God. Now, the Lord's example of serving and being an example of hospitality in this humble act which he has committed for his disciples not only includes the same act when needed, but extends to everywhere where human needs may serve necessary. Not a church ordinance, though, is to be found here. In 1 Timothy 5, 9 and 10, the writer says, "Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man." Now, 80 would be 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works. If she hath brought up children, if she hath lodged strangers, if she has washed the disciples' feet, if she hath received the afflicted, if she hath diligently followed every good work. Hence we can see from this that the good work which is involved is not an act of worship, but indeed a good work to be done. There is no evidence, according to the view taken on our thoughts concerning this week, that Jesus washed the feet at the Passover Supper as an act instituting a part of the Lord's Supper. Many have reasoned that since the Lord's Supper was intended as a congregational service, that the foot washing, which occurred at the same meeting, should also be observed in worship services. But it does not follow, my friends, however, that we are to do everything that was done that evening. If so, we would have to partake of the Passover service, because that was certainly a purpose of that meeting. But we know that the Passover Supper had been abolished. And remember also, the church did not begin till Pentecost more than 50 days later. Now, whether foot washing is a church ordinance depends upon finding either a command or an example, or if after congregations came into existence, their practice. But it seems that none of these are the case. And it seems unaccountable, if such a practice existed in the apostolic day, that no reference in any form is made to it. No example of any congregations engaging in that service until about the 1500s of our own time. Now, Paul tells the Corinthians he delivered to them what he received of the Lord regarding the supper, 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 34. But now watch this, friend. The disciples at Troas met for the specific purpose of partaking of the Lord's Supper in Acts 27. And the first congregation of the Lord's people continued steadfastly in the breaking of bread, Acts 2:42. But there is no such reference respecting foot washing as a church ordinance given in any of these things. Hence, we believe and are sure that the Bible does not teach, Mrs. Johnson, for us to keep this as an ordinance of worship, but rather as an example of humility and service unto our fellow man.